Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that we update every day, new stuff every day. And we got, of course, almost 15 years of old stuff. And most of that old stuff is evergreen, meaning that if we did it a year ago or 2 years ago, 95% of it is still valid. Still good stuff that you can benefit from. So if you find if you've got something on your mind, an idea or an opportunity or a challenge, noodle around on our site there. Use a search engine. Use other ways. Use the categories and find out if we don't have something you can read or listen to or maybe even watch. We've got videos there. Brand new video this week. New poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter on and on. Lots and lots of stuff there. Jeffrey Zabar is all over our website. He's got a great suite of work that he's deposited with us over the years. He is the chief home officer. We're talking about, well, I guess this hour, Jeff, you want to talk about LinkedIn, don't you?
Absolutely.
I was telling the audience in the beginning, with social media, small business owners have to decide two things. Number one, is this new platform, whatever it is, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, is this platform a good platform for business application? And then, is it a good application for my business?
Right.
Now, the answer is probably going to be yes in both cases, but you got to find out what that angle is, right?
Absolutely. With many of these social media, all the social media tell you can use it for business. And I would argue, wholeheartedly, the first part of your question, that almost all social media can be used very effectively for business. Who would have thought that YouTube, for example, when it originally came out, mm-hmm. was anything more than a place to post videos of your kid's birthday mm-hmm. or some stupid thing that you did or whatever. But think of now you hear a YouTube channel and companies that post how-to videos, companies that post profiles, companies mm-hmm. that post all sorts of information, news clips, whatever, about what they've done, their accomplishments, their products, whatever. So you look at all the different services, the social media services, and we get to something, for example, like LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn has always been thought of by most as for professionals or executives.
It's the BlackBerry of social media, isn't it?
It really is. It's just the business tool of social media where, you find people who are, generally have been white-collar type workers mm-hmm. who post. And the problem with LinkedIn or the problem with the perception of LinkedIn, it's a place to post your online resume and leave it and make a few connections mm-hmm. and whatever. But there are so many things you can do with that. I mean, yes, you can post your profile, your quote resume. You can post links. You can update it all the time, which you should, which I think a lot of people get back to that, again, the Ronco set it and forget it type mantra.
Right.
You got to stay on top with any social media. You got to stay on top of it. But what if you, for example, are looking for somebody? What if you need to find a new employee, or you want to look for a partner, you want to look for a consultant who's mm-hmm. skilled in X? What do I do? You can post a query, and your connections might be able to feed you information. You're mm-hmm. looking for a new employee, they can post that as well. You're looking for a promotion. If you're in a job and you're not that crazy about it, you can scan and see what's going on of other companies, people within, and then message them. I wouldn't be...
Right.
Posting. I mean, a promotion more as a job change as opposed to a promotion within your own organization. But, post messages directly to people. I wouldn't post it across my LinkedIn in case my boss is on there. Hey, he's looking for a new job. Let's get him out of here. But I think there's all sorts of things that you can do with this. They have Google search results in there. And another thing is, for example, they have groups in LinkedIn that you can join.
Right.
So one
mm-hmm.
of the groups I'm involved
which are communities.
Their communities, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so people of like interest.
Right, exactly. And you don't have to be connected to an individual to get connected to a group. You just join the group. And then the information, when someone posts something, hopefully some good links, some good insights, some tips, some job opportunities, then you're part of that group. I'm in a couple groups for business writing, and then one's called storytelling for business writing.
How do you function in those groups? What is your time involvement with those groups?
Your time involvement is you're only joining as a member. You're not joining as an administrator, so your involvement is as much or as little.
Do you get notices when there's a new post on the
absolutely.
From the group?
Yeah, you do, but it depends on how you set up your notifications. So, for example, I used to get notifications from Facebook whenever somebody posted to both my personal and my chief home officer.
That drove you crazy, didn't it?
It fills up my inbox. So I eventually went back and changed that option so that it does not send me a notification every time somebody posts to something because I don't need that in my inbox. I don't need it filling up with that stuff. Right. But by the same token, with something like LinkedIn, somebody posts something to a group or somebody posts a comment about you or says something on their site or posts a message to your site, your LinkedIn, it comes straight to my inbox.
Right.
And because it's so narrow, I only have like 500 or 600, connections. If I had thousands, I may be inundated, but because I only have, several hundred, I'm not inundated with it. So it keeps me informed, and it's also a lure to draw me back into LinkedIn because, look, face it, I don't want social media to be that vortex into which all my otherwise productive time goes. So when I see that I got a new message from LinkedIn, I'll go in and check it out and see what's going on and see what's happened. A great tool if you put the time into it.
Well said, Jeff. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Good job today. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website. Hey, Jeff, come back soon.
Love to be with you.
Thank you, Jim. See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, folks. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.